Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hey guys, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at the Bulwark. I'm joined by Tim Miller, and we are about to talk about Jeff Bezos and whether or not he bent the knee to Trump yet again. Before we get into that, subscribe to the feed. We appreciate it. All right, so backstory here, Tim, is we woke up this morning, a story by Punchbowl, sponsored by Amazon, about Amazon, which said that Amazon was going to be putting the price of the tariffs, or at least on the price of goods, they're going to explain how much of that price increase was due to the tariffs. Carolyn Leavitt had an absolute freak out over it when she was asked about it at her 8:30 a.m. briefing. You can take a listen to that here.
So it was reported this morning that Amazon will soon display a little number next to the price of each product that shows how much the Trump tariffs are adding to the cost of each product. So isn't that a perfect crystal clear demonstration that it's the American consumer and not China who is going to have to pay for these policies?
I will take this since I just got off the phone with the president about Amazon's announcement. This is a hostile and political act by Amazon. Why didn't Amazon do this when the Biden administration hiked inflation to the highest level in 40 years? And I would also add that it's not a surprise because, as Reuters recently wrote, Amazon has partnered with a Chinese propaganda arm. So this is another reason why Americans should buy American. It's another reason why we are onshoring critical supply chains here at home to shore up our own critical supply chain and boost our own manufacturing here.
Is Jeff Bezos still a Trump supporter?
Look, I will not speak to the president's relationships with Jeff Bezos, but I will tell you that this is certainly a hostile and political action by Amazon.
All right, so Leavitt says it's a hostile act, and then lo and behold, within like minutes, it turns out maybe it wasn't true or not. You know, Amazon saying, oh, this wasn't actually a policy. It was for a specific subsection of the group. And then we get this report from CNN that, in fact, Donald Trump directly called Jeff Bezos up to talk about the initial Punchbowl report. Unbelievable stuff through and through. What do you make of it?
I think that Jeff Bezos didn't just bend the knee. I think he's fully prostrate on the ground, like with his face in Donald Trump's feet. I think it's pretty much what is happening here. I trust the Punchbowl reporting. I don't know. Sometimes there's a miscommunication between flack and reporter. Back in my days when I was a PR guy, it's possible there's a miscommunication here.
They obviously went to Amazon with what they had, and Amazon didn't dispute it.
Yeah. I mean, or even more likely, I would say the other way. Amazon sent it to them. So I don't know. I'm not going to speculate on the reporting. The point is, it was at least partially true because they were doing this for the Amazon Hall subsection. It's also worth noting that the Amazon's Chinese competitors, Temu and Shine, they're both already doing this. For American
they're putting the cost of the tariffs.
The tariff cost. Yeah. I've seen this on. People have been sharing those screenshots. I'm not a Temu user myself, but I've been seeing the screenshots. This is something that other companies are going to do, but this is not, you know what I mean? So like, this is not like, it wasn't like a huge shot across the bow by Amazon. I mean, companies do this. Like any of us have been annoyed when we're buying tickets from Ticketmaster, and it's like, here's the price. And then it's like building fee and ticket and tax. Cause the company wants you to know that like it's these other things that they're passing
off blame for it. Yeah. In this case, there's a direct tie to the tariff though.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Right. And so you can understand why Trump's mad about it. So like, I think it was a pretty normal business move, assuming that that's what they're planning on doing. The fact that they've backed off, I don't know if this is all about Blue Origin and, you know, wanting to make sure Katy Perry can go into space, or whether Jeff Bezos just doesn't want to make an enemy out of Trump. And like, this was some mid-level manager in a company that decided to do this and it didn't get Bezos signed. Like, who the hell knows how to speculate? The point is that when it comes down to it, like, Bezos is very interested in coddling up to Trump. He's very interested in rubbing Trump's belly and making sure that he feels okay and that he doesn't come after him. And no matter how exactly this came down, it's pretty clear that Bezos is doing his best to stay in Donald Trump's good graces for now.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. And there's nothing that Bezos has done over the past year that suggests that he wants to take any stand whatsoever that pits him against Trump. I mean, from what he's done with Amazon, to the donations to the inaugural committee, to apparently showing up at the West Wing when he's in town, to changing the Washington Post's editorial page and how it operates, all of it's in one direction, all of it. And so full disclosure, pull the curtain up, we recorded a version of this video early this morning before Amazon came out and said, no, it's not. But we made a prediction. We're like, well, will they back down? And I was like, yeah, within days, like maybe hours. And yeah, that's what had happened. Now, who knows? Maybe it was
Steinstradamus over here.
When you play Polymarket and Kalshi as much as I do, you get to know these things.
Did you get to buy the dip on that Canadian election last night?
There were a couple
ridings that came in favor of the Conservatives early. There was a big opportunity to make money last night.
I saw Carney went down to 54%. I was like, ooh, this seems lucrative. I should get in on it, but I just didn't have my fingers ready. I was doing bedtime with the kids. The other thing that we were talking about this morning, which I kind of want to get your thoughts on, is the sheer sort of irony about Trump accusing Bezos and Amazon of being, you know, for a brief period of being a stooge of Chinese communist propaganda, when at the same time, he's out there and he won't act on this TikTok ban. If he wanted to stick it to China, there's ways to do it. He could stick it to China by enforcing the TikTok ban. He could pull the manufacturing of his own Trumpware. The Trump Bible is manufactured in China. I don't foresee that happening, where he's like, you know what, we're going to actually produce this domestically. So it's all fucking bullshit, honestly.
Well, it is. And it's a little bit of a disconnect by some China hawks around him who want to position this as like being very tough on China, and Trump himself, who just like wants China to, you know, wants to be nice and wants Chairman Xi to be his friend and to just concede and like be like the win here for Trump has nothing to do with economic concerns or manufacturing or ideology. Like, he just wants Chairman Xi to call him and be like, hey, Donnie, I'm going to give you this one. I'm going to make you look strong
in
exchange for you just pulling it back. Like, that's all he wants. It's a personal ego thing. And I think that's the situation. But I don't know. The Bezos play, just one more thing on this. Just an interesting thing to monitor. I talked about this a little bit with Pablo Torre yesterday. It was interesting that Jeffrey Lurie, the Eagles owner, went to the White House when Lurie had been a Trump critic, and they didn't go to the White House last time. Zuckerberg is now, you know, on the receiving end of a full frontal attack from J.D. Vance and other people in the administration who are not impressed with his sucking up to Trump. Now, Trump hasn't started bleeding about him yet, but these guys around him, it's done nothing to get the government off his back as far as antitrust is concerned.
No, he's got that antitrust case. Yeah.
And so I do wonder, you know, if you're Bezos, we're 3 months in, you're like, I got to do three and a half more years of this. I'm not defending more. This is totally unprincipled, but I'm just saying, if you're being practical, you do wonder if like these guys are like, how long can I run the clock on this before I pull out of this bad deal? Like, Bezos has to know
what does pull out even mean? What does pull out mean?
Stop playing nice with them, because it's not gonna, because you realize it's not gonna get you anything.
Well, that's like,
eventually the calculus flips. You know, if you feel like you're actually losing more than you're gaining, which that calculus might already be happening for Zuckerberg.
So yeah, and this is what we were talking about this morning. So I was on with Edgar. And Edgar was like, look, there's a distinction between when Bezos' Washington Post operation and Bezos' Amazon operation. And it totally makes sense that Bezos would re-engineer the Washington Post to make Trump feel good, because frankly, the Post is not a moneymaker for him. It's just a way to publicly interface with the administration and the world. Amazon is his moneymaker. And he might want to just not get the blame of a bunch of customers if the costs on Amazon go up. And that's why he would do something like this. And so Edgar's point was, I don't foresee him pulling back on this policy, because this is actually about his bottom line. Now, of course, Andrew was wrong. But I understand
release
where Andrew
the
was
tapes.
Coming from.
Release the tapes. Let's see Andrew's full opinion so we can judge for ourselves.
I don't want to throw Andrew under the bus more than I already have. But when will Bezos pull out, to borrow your phrase? You would think when it hurt his bottom line, but this is hurting his bottom line and he's still not. So I think more has to come. One last thing on the politics of this, and I want your take, because you know, one of the reasons that the Trump people were super mad this morning about this whole thing is because they don't want the tariffs to be blamed for people paying more money. And they don't want people pointing out that the tariffs are to blame for people paying more money. Brian Schatz, senator from Hawaii, went on Twitter. He said, quote, telling the truth about the taxes you are paying because of Donald Trump is neither hostile nor political. But this is the more important point. You cannot spin the price of things. Trust me, that was tried last year. I think that's right.
That is amen, Brian Schatz. It's almost like he's been listening to the Bulwark podcast. Because that's exactly where I'm at on this. I think that the Democrats should talk about this and whatever, but they there's so many areas you can fight Trump and try to impact him. The prices thing, obviously they should run ads on this next year, but like,
and they will,
but people, yeah, but like, you can't jujitsu people into thinking that their grocery bill is bigger, is more than it is. Like most people, not everybody, not me. I don't really pay. I'm kind of I'm like an absent-minded professor. I have no idea how much I paid at the grocery store the other day. But like a lot of people.
But you do know what your Uber Eats avocado toast order is.
Of course I do. And I did notice when those plantain chips, I was like $9.99 for the plantain chips. So, you know, even I can be shaken out of my, you know, kind of stupor when it comes to money. But like most people know
they
what
were
their
really
grocery
bill. $9.99? That's absurd.
It was absurd. I mean, it's a big pack of plantain chips. I get like a family pack of plantain chips. I love plantain chips, but you know, most people that have family budget, like that pay attention to stuff, like they notice, you know, there's nothing you can do. It's because, you know, just because like Charlie Dent, I'm sorry to pick on Charlie Dent, he's not
Dent,
even in Congress anymore, some random congressman. I was trying to think of the first generic congressman that came to mind, my buddy Charlie Dent, just because some random congressman's like prices are sure going up, that's not nobody pays attention to that, like that, like except for sickos. So anyway, I think that Brian Schatz is exactly right on that, and they're in tough shape on this, and this is what I talked about with Joe Weisenthal. So everybody should go check out the pod today, because he's really smart on all this.
All right, we'll check it out. Thank you, Tim. Thank you guys for watching. Really appreciate it.
Bad on you, Jeff Bezos.
I guess bad on you. And bad on you, Andrew Egger, for such a bad prediction this morning. We won't roll the tapes. Don't worry. All right. Talk to you later, bud.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.